I'd like to go to my main message tonight of the Festival of the Last Great Day. And I'd like just to turn in our Bibles to our scripture reading in Leviticus 23, starting at the 34th verse. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, on the 15th of this seventh month is the Feast of Booths for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day is the Holy Convocation. You shall do no laborious work of any kind. For 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation and present an offering by fire to the Lord. It is an assembly. You shall do no laborious work. These are the appointed times of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations, to present offerings by fire to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each day's matter on its own day, besides those of the Sabbaths of the Lord, and besides your gifts, and besides all your votive and freewill offerings, which you give to the Lord. On exactly the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the first day and a rest on the eighth day. And my text is the verse 36. And then the verse 39, for 7 days you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord. This is the regular week of the 7 days of the Festival of Booths or Tabernacles. Then on the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation and present an offering by fire to the Lord. It is an assembly. You shall do no laborious work. And this is that eighth day that particular scripture is talking about. We refer to it as the last great day. The Bible speaks of it in terms of being the eighth day, and therefore it is connected to the tabernacles in that regard of reference. In verse 39, on exactly the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate a feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the first day and a rest on the eighth day. So in both of those verses, we are seeing that this particular day, the eighth day, or the festival of the last great day, is referred to in those two verses as the eighth day. It's a call to a higher walk with God and a greater dedication to God. It leads to the point in time that the family of God is forever with Father and Son, Yahweh and Yeshua. Just as the Greek word for dwelling or tabernacles is skenoo, was used to tell of Yeshua's dwelling with men in the millennial period, so it is also used to tell of Yahweh's coming to dwell at the end of the millennium, fulfilling the eighth day of tabernacles. Shemini Azeret is Hebrew words meaning the eighth day. In Jewish thought, the number eight represents eternity, a day that is beyond time, beyond our normal thought process, as in the way we view the number seven as perfection or completion. From the scriptures, the festival of the eighth day both appears connected and yet separate from the festival of tabernacles. Orthodox Jews view Shemini Azeret as a separate festival. The command was to dwell in the sukkah and to wave the four species for 7 days. However, its scriptural name, the eighth day, is what connects it to tabernacles. For us today, Sabbath Torah study portions are selected so that one is never finished with the study of the Torah. That is, the last study portion of Deuteronomy is connected with the first study portion of Genesis. This festival of the eighth day is the most futuristic of all the festival days of God. It seems perfectly natural as it is the last festival commanded to be remembered and celebrated each year as an appointed day of the Lord. Leviticus 23:34-39 is one of the places in God's holy word that this is recorded. Now let's consider some of the descriptions for this time period in God's great plan for mankind. In Revelation 20 and starting at the 11th verse, we read these words. And these words are words that is talking about this period of time that's going to be ushered in by the last great day, or following that period of time that tabernacles represents. And Revelation 20:11, then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, stand before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. In Revelation 21:1, we read, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them. And they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain, for the first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. And he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. In Revelation 21:6, then he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And in this regard of thinking about that time that tabernacles representing a temporary dwelling place of ours upon this earth and in temporary dwelling places that can be referred to as our own bodies, tabernacles leads us to that last great day, which represents that day that we will no longer be in temporary dwelling places, but God himself, Yahweh, will be with us, and we will be with him. And let's look to the Heavenly Father for His guidance and His strength and deliverance. Yahweh's spring of the water of life will satisfy us in our hour of need, and His Holy Spirit will work through us to reach others for His eternal kingdom. I hope you have enjoyed this celebration of ours of the appointed day, of the last great day. And I hope with some of these scriptures will remain with you and you'll remind yourself of these things to come in the future as you remain in the family of Yahweh. And I ask right now that every one of us stand and let's read this blessing of God to each one of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. And let's all bow our heads as we are dismissed.